Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on this Friday, completing a week of broadcast. It's gone quickly, but it's been a great conversation every day this week. And we know today's will be just like that. We're going to be talking all about relationships today. I'm Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Georgiani. How you doing, Deb?
I'm doing great. We should practice that. You should say, along with, and I'll say, Debbie Georgiani.
Okay. I'm Jerry Usher, along with...
Debbie Georgiani. Is that
and
good?
And you.
All right, we'll practice that off air, folks. But it is Friday. We don't want you to get started with your weekend yet. This is our monthly, very, very active, very popular, all about relationships show. And this can be any relationship, every relationship, your relationship with your coworkers, your spouse, your friends, your kids, with God, with your pets, any relationship we want to hear about, we want to talk about. 833-288-3986. It is a live call-in show, so we want you to call in, be on the air. Rich Jesse is ready to answer your call, and we'll discuss it. It's a safe platform. It's a worldwide platform, so we'd love to hear from everyone across the whole entire world, so that's wonderful. But we really want you to weigh in and talk about relationships. You don't have to give names or anything like that, so you can keep your privacy, but it's important that we learn and grow together, and you do not have to be Catholic to call in. Okay, I set the table. Now we'll just wait for calls.
833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We say it pretty much pretty often. We're not trained counselors. We're not therapists. We're not necessarily experts in providing relationship help. But what we can do is we can talk through it all together. And that's the nature of this show, is we just have a conversation about things. And as Debbie always says, we like to come away a little bit closer to God. There's another part of that, isn't there? Two part.
We grow a little and a little bit closer to God.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, that's right. Are most of your interpersonal relationships in good order? Maybe, maybe not. Is there one you feel that you're not being treated fairly? Debbie mentioned you can call in. They don't have to be necessarily with interpersonal relationships. They can be with the church. You know, what about your relationship with God? You know, everything that we do, we're in relationship with someone or something. So we'd love to hear from you and join the program and inspire us all at 833-288-3986.
And I just wanted to share, we'll share it at the beginning of the show and then right at the end. If you need any type of assistance with relationships, we have a long list of trained and certified life coaches at standtalltoday.com. I love life coaching. I have been doing and receiving life coaching for over 20 years. I love it. So if you would like a free consultation, just go to standtalltoday.com.
Very good. Yeah, and when you call today, it doesn't have to always be relationships that are rocky or not in a good place. You can call and talk about how you've made a relationship work. Maybe you're madly in love with your spouse after 20, 30, 40 years of marriage, and you want to talk about that. There certainly probably have been little speed bumps along the way, but maybe you can tell us how you navigated to get to where you are today and be so in love with one another. 833-288-3986.
This is a little bit off topic, but we're heading into the weekend. I'm super excited. Guess what I'm seeing tonight on the big screen? Okay, you don't have to guess. Fatima, the Fatima movie.
Oh, good, yeah.
I can't wait. I'm super excited.
How's that doing, by the way, in the box office?
Well, I heard that it already was pulled from some of the AMC movie theaters after a week. So, folks, we need to get out there and go see the Fatima movie, because we need more faith-based films at the box office. So our participation is, I think, key, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we should try and support movies of that nature. So good. I'm glad you're going, Debbie. I'm going to look for it maybe in a theater near me someday real soon.
Yeah. Yeah. My friend Debbie and I are going to go.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Yeah, Marty's going to work. He's going to work all day, and I'm going to go see Fatima movie. But anyway, that's a good relationship, right? We're talking about relationships. We're talking about relationships today, and we do not want you to get started with your weekend yet. We need your help, so fill up those phone lines. Come on. The Take-Two family has never let us down. Never. You guys are awesome. You got like 100%, you know, participation rate. You are so great. So please call in. Maybe you just tuned in your car, and you're like, what is going on? What is that? What are they talking about? Any relationship, every relationship. We want to talk about it today. This is a live call-in show, and you get to call in and talk about what's important to you, those relationships that are most important to you, at 833-288-3986.
And maybe there's a relationship where you feel like it's all give on your part and all take on the other person's part, not necessarily your spouse. It could be that it could be a neighbor, a coworker, somebody that you just don't have a good relationship with. You're trying to, maybe at the gym or the hair salon or something like that. We can expand the conversation with this topic far and wide. 833-288-3986 is the number. We got Peter ready on the phone. We got other people calling in, but Debbie, there are still a few open phone lines.
That's true. And Rich is very quick, very efficient. He'll answer the call, talk to you for just a few seconds, put you on hold. You get to listen live, and you'll slip right into the discussion, just like we were in a virtual living room together with a nice, cool drink, and we're just shooting the breeze, right? We're talking about relationships, trying to change the world, trying to change our lives, right? Okay, that's what we do here on Take Two. So please join us. There's open phone lines. You'll get right in. You don't have to wait like 10 or 15 minutes. 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. You can also text us. You can also email us, take2@ewtn.com. You can also go on Facebook and YouTube. We're waving to you. But if you text us, text the letters EWTN to 55000. Wait for a response and put your first name in, how you're listening, and then your question or comment about relationships, and we'll happily answer it during the show.
In that virtual living room we're gathered around, can we have a Fraser fir candle on the table in front of us? I've recently gotten acquainted with and fallen in love with the scent of Fraser fir.
Wow, I've never even heard of it.
Yeah,
it's okay. Now I got to look it up.
It's probably more known around Christmas time. But
okay, so it smells like Christmassy.
Yeah, it's like a tree you'd go and cut down and put
nice
up for Christmas, yeah.
That's kind of very, is that very masculine smell? So it's not very flowery, correct?
It's not. No, it's not very flowery. It's okay. Tree.
Tree. It's like, tree. Okay, tree. Okay. I like citrus
oh,
smells.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah.
Just thought I'd tell you.
Well, we're going to take a break and work on our on-air relationship while you call in and talk about your relationships. 833-288-3986. Come on, you guys. Let's go strong. It's Friday. Let's head into the weekend. Not yet, but after this. Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. We have our great show team in place. Michael Birchfield, the producer, on the controls. Jeff Burson is on social media on the EWTN Catholic Radio Facebook page and YouTube channel. And Rich Jesse is screening your calls today at 833-288-3986. And I can guarantee you will get through right away when you order UCAT by Christoph Cardinal Schönborn. He is Pope Benedict XVI's very, very good friend. And our Pope Emeritus asked that a catechism targeted specifically toward today's young people be completed in time for World Youth Day in Madrid. That was back in 2011. And the result is this Youth Catechism, or UCAT for short. Perhaps you've heard of it. It's written in a question and answer format. It's easy to navigate and study. And even in the face of some of the more difficult topics, the answers presented in the book are straightforward, relevant, and compelling. And like I said, you won't have to wait at all to get your order placed because you can do it at EWTNRC.com. That's the religious catalog for EWTN. You get free shipping, $75 or more order in the continental U.S. Just use the code FREE at checkout. That's the UCAT at EWTNRC.com.
Everybody needs a UCAT if you've got kids at home, folks. Just saying. So please order at EWTNRC.com. Okay, first up is Christopher in New York. Listening on the Station of the Cross is also a first-time caller. Hi, Christopher. Thank you for being first up here on Take Two.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well, but you sound like something's bothering you, so why don't you share with us?
Well, you know what? God, you know what? And this must be Jesus wanted me to contact you because you're catching me at like an emotional point of like, what do they call it when it's like cut deep? Like I just got finished crying my eyes out. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm in my car. I live in a small condo complex. I just got off the phone with my mother and I have wonderful parents that would cut off their right arms or legs for me and help me out throughout my life when I needed it. They're amazing, you know, but I always say that I use the word limited. Like everybody's limited. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. As far as like, how they were raised, by who they were raised, right. What level of education they have. That's a word I just, you know, whatever. I don't even want to throw it out there. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, actually, my father's 84. Mm-hmm. My mother's 75. I'm 53. I'll be 54 in October, okay? They, for the last couple of years, and it's mainly my father, he has said that I have three siblings.
Okay.
We're all a year apart. He has said, I don't want to hear about anybody's problems. I don't want to hear about anybody's, you know, stress. I don't want to get stressed out anymore. I've had problems my whole life. I've had stress. I don't know how many days I have left to live around the planet. So don't tell me about any of your problems or anything like that. I want to just enjoy, you know, my time, my old age. And, you know, I talk to my parents 7 days a week. There's four siblings. Two of us call them 7 days a week. The other two, you know, don't.
Right.
And I tell my father like it is. I said, you know what, Dad? You're living in a fantasy land. That's not real life. I mean, he's mentally with it, and he's physically healthy, you know, as well. They both are. Mm-hmm. And I said, you're living in a fantasy land. That's not normal. I understand that you want to enjoy, you know, your mm-hmm. time.
Sure.
But he retired at 56. And he's 84, so he's had a lot of years that he's enjoyed, you know, being off. Mm-hmm. I have no problems with my father, to be honest with you. It's my mother. I don't, like, I had three traumatic events happen to me between August of last year and January 6th of this year. And we're talking assaults, physical assault, sexual mm-hmm. assault, robbery. Mm-hmm. I was left unconscious. Bleeding from my head. I'm single. I live alone. I could have died. Okay. Through the grace of God, I woke up. Mm-hmm. And because they're devout Roman Catholics, as I am, I'm sorry if this is background noise bothering you.
No, you're good, Christopher. Go ahead.
Car.
No, go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. I am not heterosexual. I'm just going to say it out loud. I mean, and I know, you know, the Catholic Church is against that. I know I didn't choose it, so I know for a fact, whether you guys would disagree with me or not, I know Jesus or God made me this way, and maybe it's my cross that I have to bear, okay? And I am living the life. I did have relationships and stuff like that in the past, but I have not done, when I was turned 47 years old, I said, I am not, you know, I'm living a celibate life.
A chase life, okay.
And
Right. Okay, but what is your mom, okay, Christopher, just to kind of, because we have listeners all around the world that are trying to get to the nugget that's important. You said that you got off the phone with your mom and it brought you to tears. What is bringing you to tears, Christopher?
Well, because normally we're so warm and close to each other. We have a good relationship, mm-hmm. but lately... I'll tell you what happened. I went over there maybe a week ago. My father just had like knee replacement surgery, and I went over there a week ago to surprise him with a gift. You know, and I was in a good mood, which is rare. And I show up, and he's already asleep. It's like 8:30 at night, and basically I'm just in her foyer, and I make a comment about her rug that I'm wiping my feet on, and I'm getting it dirty. And is it okay? And she, like, throws, like, a little dig at me already.
Okay, I got it.
And then
I get
into the kitchen. And then I get into the kitchen, and you know what I did?
What?
I apologized to my mother, because I guess from my 20s through my 50s, I guess I've always gone to my parents when I've had problems, and I've complained to my parents, And there's been points where my father has said, Peter, don't complain to your mother anymore about your life problems. This goes back to my 20s, mm-hmm. because she worries about you. So tell me instead. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I would go to tell him, and he would never want to listen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, a couple things. Christopher, when you talked about the Catholic Church, real quickly, I just want to say, Catholic Church is not... the Catholic Church is very sympathetic and understanding of people that are same sex attracted. It's what they choose to do to live out that type of impulse. Okay, and so like you said, being celibate or chaste or anything of that nature, you're remaining faithful, and that's good. Okay, you want to stay that because you want to stay that course, Christopher, because the goal is heaven. Okay, the goal isn't here to enjoy the things that we are somewhat, you know, attracted to or have the desire for or whatever. The goal is heaven. So you're on a good path and stay on that and stay strong. Dive into scripture, you know, get into your faith more. I understand that. But as for your parents, okay, you have a great love for your parents. It's very obvious, but it seems like you want to extract something from them, or you want to get to still have that emotional satisfaction from them. They may not even be at that capacity any longer with their age. What I would do if it were me is enjoy them for who they are. You don't know how much longer you have your parents. Enjoy them and go there with an opportunity to just... spend beautiful soul to soul time without any of the external problems. Because let's face it, Christopher, you're a grown man. Okay. We all can take care of ourselves at this point, unless there's some kind of medical disability or mental disability. But I would suggest just making it pleasurable so that you walk away happy and fulfilled. Your parents leave the encounter feeling good about it, and you aren't brought to tears, okay? Because we a lot of times we choose this path because we're expecting something, and it's just not able to happen any longer, given their age or their circumstances or even their condition. So that's just a thought, Christopher, because I want you to be happy, and I want you to stay faithful, and I want you to always have the focus of heaven. It is so important. So what do you think, Christopher?
Well, I agree with you 100%, but can I just make two quick comments?
Sure.
One is that I have three siblings, two brothers and a sister, mm-hmm. and I don't want to go too deep into this because I want to tell you something else about my parents that's more important, okay? I'm not really close with I'm closest to, like, one brother. I mean, I don't think people are always close with all their siblings, but, you know, it is what it is. My siblings, you know what they tell me?
What?
Don't believe the Catholic Church. Go and find somebody and date somebody. Get married. You're unhappy. Why are you listening to the church? And I'm mm-hmm. like, are you kidding me? I mean, like an 80-year. I said that's the rule of the church. That's what I believe. Even if I'm not happy with it, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that's my cross. I mean, there's parts of me that I'm not happy with it,
right.
But that compared to eternity. So say I live to be 75 years old or 8 years old and I die. 80 years compared to eternity, I think I'm going to pick eternity. Okay?
Exactly.
So
Christopher, your siblings, they have a different view, okay? And that's their prerogative. I understand that. But what I said at the beginning is your focus is heaven. So focus on heaven. And confession, the sacraments, all of those things will strengthen the journey for you, Christopher. Stay on the path. You're absolutely spot on. You know, 70, 80 years here, that's a blink of the eye. Eternity is forever. So, Christopher, you're spot on. What I would do is stay strong in your faith, get even more faithful, and accept your elderly parents for who they are at their stage of their life, and enjoy it and let things just roll off of you, because you don't know how much longer you have. Believe me, I'm living it. I lost my dad. My mom is about to die. Okay, so you can't change them or fix them at this point in their life. So I just want you to be at peace and be faithful. That's what I would love for you. What do you think, Jerry?
No, I think everything that you said is spot on. And Christopher, I wish we had more time to continue the conversation, but we've got Spencer and Kimberly and Kathy and others who are going to join us here on the broadcast. So be assured of our prayers, Christopher. You mentioned the same-sex attraction could be your cross. Every person has a cross, and sometimes we think, boy, my cross is too heavy. I wish I had a different one. You know, well, we shouldn't do that. It is a cross, certainly, but see, it's not the attraction per se that the church looks down upon. The church says it's behavior. The behavior is disordered. And see, it's not consistent with our understanding of an all-loving God to create someone with an attraction to the same sex, which, if it's acted upon, would leave one in a very difficult predicament, especially in their relationship with God. So please, we will pray for you. Be strong, as Debbie said, in the carrying of that cross. You could bring graces and salvation to so many souls, Christopher, if you just say, Lord, I receive this, I accept this cross, and I know what I must do, I know how I must live my life, and I'm going to offer this, Father, to you for the salvation maybe of your family, your siblings,
That's
your
right.
parents, others with the same-sex attraction. So, Christopher, thank you for the call. We do have to move on, but blessings, brother, our prayers definitely go with you.
Absolutely. And be at peace, okay? The sacrament of confession, we're getting a lot of text messages. It's so beautiful, so healing. It's a healing sacrament. Please, folks, remember that. If you're in need of a healing, an internal healing, the sacrament of a reconciliation. Okay, Kimberly is up next in Abilene, Texas.
No, Sirius Spencer.
Oh, sorry. Kimberly, hold on. Don't move. I'm sorry. I'm looking too fast. Please forgive me. Spencer in Idaho Falls, Salt and Light Radio, first-time caller as well. Hi, Spencer.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How
doing
are you?
Doing well, Spencer.
I am doing very well. I love your program, so thanks for having me on.
You bet. Thank you. So what would you like to share?
I was calling in about relationships. I know you guys do some life coaching, and I do some life coaching as well, and I think it's a great, great thing to do to serve people and hopefully help them find their way to God in that. And the thing that I learned through the training I received in coaching is that how important it is for relationships to listen. And it's really a hard thing for me to do because I'm an excited person. I'm a passionate person. So I always want to talk. And through God's grace and prayer and training, I'm getting better at it. I still have a ways to go, and we always do. But I think when it comes down to having strong relationship, learning the skill to listen to people, I've probably learned more about my wife. We just celebrated our 35th wedding anniversary, and I've probably learned more about my wife in the last 5 years than I did the first 30 years we were married. And I just think that learning how to listen and how to really park, you know, your thoughts and say, it's not about what I need to say, it's about what I want to say. It's about hearing the other person and letting what they're trying to tell you sink in. And I've heard you both use that skill in your radio program. So I just wanted to share that with people. It's helping me strengthen my relationships with my wife and my children and, you know, with everybody I interact with. So if you want to have a strong relationship, my experience has been learning how to listen and speak to people about their issues and about their outcome, and maybe kind of sometimes slow down on what our opinion is. That's why I was calling and what I wanted to share.
Well, Spencer, if you can hold on just for a minute, we are going to get to, we have some thoughts to share with you on that. Again, we have Kimberly and Kathy. Spencer, if you're able to hold, we will get to you at 833-288-3986, talking all about relationships today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Spencer is touching upon something that is very, very important. It is crucial in our relationships, and we'll get back to Spencer in Idaho Falls, Idaho, here in just a moment.
We're speaking with Spencer in Idaho, and if you want to join in on this great conversation we're having about relationships, we do this once a month here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. You still have time to call in. It's 833-288-3986. And Spencer, just getting back to what you said, I completely agree. You know, there's such a difference between hearing the words that somebody else speaks to you and actually listening, actually getting beneath the surface and figuring out where the come from is, where that person is, why that person is saying the things they're saying, what they mean by it. And that takes effort. It takes focus. It takes a real clear intention to want to connect with that other soul. And that is what I believe is the you know, kind of the, if for lack of a better word, the magical recipe when it comes to relationships is people that truly can get beneath the surface and really listen to each other and really hear the heart of people, not just what the words are. That's key to developing some really strong relationships. And I believe you said you're coming up on your anniversary, or did you just celebrate it?
No, we just celebrated our 35th wedding anniversary last Tuesday. So a great day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what do you think about that, about getting beneath the surface, not just hearing the words of people we encounter, but actually understanding where they're come from is?
Oh, I totally agree with that. The thing that I've learned is if you're listening really deeply and trying to deeply understand where the other person's coming from or what they're dealing with, and then think about a question to ask them. Because if when you speak, rather than speaking about what you think, if you ask a question and say, help me understand this piece a little bit better. Help me, this is what I heard. Is this what you're dealing with? Or is this where, you know, it's really going on? And it's just amazing to watch people lighten up. I mean, when you do that, people just light up. And I enjoy it so much because it's like everything else that is good and comes from God, in that if you are authentic and just real and become, you know, truly interested in people, it's amazing how they light up. Mm-hmm. And I just see their spirit and, you know, the light of Christ shining out of them. And there's so many people that just don't get heard. So I can't. You know, I think you guys know that. It's just it's an amazing experience. And I am so, so grateful that God led me to this place and helped me learn how to do that. Like I said, I got a long ways to go, and I still catch myself. You know, somebody will bring up something I'm very passionate or excited about, and pretty soon I'm talking too much, not listening. I'm a work in progress like everybody, and it's just a great, great thing. And I think if people will learn how to listen better, their relationships will all get stronger.
Yeah. Absolutely, Spencer. You're in a really good place, and it sounds like in your life coaching, I don't know to what extent you do that, but it's got to be helping other people. And yeah, just knowing that somebody else will listen to you. I remember I mentioned this on the show before. I had a dear, dear friend. I haven't seen her, been in contact with her for a few years, but when you were sharing something with her, she had already had queued up the next thing she wanted to say. And I'm not putting her down here or anything. It's just a fact of how she communicated. And as you're talking, you know, she'd be going, yeah, yeah, huh? Yeah, yeah. And the instant that you stop, she's off and running on her thought, you know? And I thought, you know, that's, I don't know. I'm not being critical of her, but I'm just simply using that as an example of how, you know, pretty soon, if you don't find somebody or some other several people to listen to you, you could get really turned off and not even want to, you know, open yourself up and share who you are with anybody for that matter. So, mm-hmm.
No, I agree with you. When you have somebody that is preparing their thought before you have even finished your thought about something, it is kind of, you can tell right away, well, this person can't do both things, so they're not really listening. They're half listening, or they're guessing on what you're going to say. They're going to just, you know, predict what you're going to say. Spencer, you bring up some great points. Thank you so much. We needed to hear this today. And again, a happy anniversary to you. Thank you. And for all your life coaching skills as well. That is wonderful. I just got the hiccups. I have the hiccups. Can I just tell you, I've had them for weeks. Did you give them to me?
No.
You always give me stuff like that, like the frog in my throat.
We share the frog, but we don't share hiccups.
Do you ever have hiccups?
I have, yeah.
Do you know how to get rid of them? Mm. You can scare me.
Say boo.
Yeah, it did.
Spencer,
work.
God okay. bless you. Thanks for calling, Spencer.
Brother.
And again, happy 35th wedding anniversary. Many, many more years to you and your lovely wife. 833-288-3986. All about relationships. Now we go to Kimberly. Kathy, hang on. You're right after Kimberly. Kimberly is listening on Sirius XM 130 in Abilene, Texas. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to share about relationships and something... a revelation that I had that had just changed my life for everything. Early in our marriage, I used to get so frustrated because my husband and I both worked full time, but I would be the one doing all the laundry, the cooking, the cleaning, the kids, and everything else. And then he would get upset because I wouldn't come sit watch TV with him. And he would say things like, if you need help, you know, if you want me to help you, like it was all my responsibility. Well, I had that all in my head, that it was my responsibility, but that revelation hit me that he was willing to help. He just didn't know what to do, and our end goal was to get there together. So what we realized is he just didn't know what to do, what his job was, what his role was, what he needed to do. So I'd say, okay, tonight we got to get this, this, and this done. You pick one, I'll do two, and then we'd sit together. And just realizing that you can't change that other person. You can only change yourself. And I couldn't get out of my head that, what do you mean, help me? It's our job, you know, and I had that all in my mind and head. So when you communicate better, it changed everything in our relationship, and it has just been so wonderful because you really have to dig deep. I hear a lot on these shows where it's like, well, you need to go tell this person this or what they're – what I'm not hearing is you can't change someone else. You can just change yourself.
Very true. Very true. Kimberly, and here's something I just wanted to share. Sometimes I reference Dr. Phil, you know, because he's been on for a long time. He gives relationship advice, and he's written many books on it and stuff like that. And he used to always say, and I agree with it, I mean, many things he says I don't necessarily agree with, but a lot of the things he makes, it's very common sense, very, very practical when it comes to relationships. And he would say this, and it's not to say that men in general don't have the skills. It's just that men would like a blueprint. They would like a roadmap. They would like to be able to know, to connect all the dots and to know what the next step is and everything. That's how men in general, this is according to Dr. Phil on TV, folks, not me, but how men like to have things laid out for them. And I think women are hesitant to do that because we don't want to mother our spouses. We don't want to tell them what to do, and it creates a strange dynamic. But after hearing him for so many years on TV, I said, we know that makes sense. You know, people like to know what their parameters are, what the needs are, and they like to, and they will do, especially if they love the other person or even like the other person, you know, they'll rise up to that and they'll do their best. Is that where you're going with it, Kimberly?
No, it was literally the fact that I could see dust on the TV and he couldn't.
You know, wow. Okay, that's a little different.
things that bothered me that, you know, I had to do, you know, I have to clean that, you know, hasn't been swept in a week or hasn't, you know, and we've got to do this. He didn't see the dirt like I see the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he
gotcha.
Didn't, you know, get aggravated at laundry if I, you know, he still had things to wear, you know, why should he worry? So it was just that, you know, we saw things differently, and
sure.
we've gotten so great that at our relationship that we are premarital counselors for people wanting to become Catholic in the church, and we do their pre-cana for the most part, and it has been just wonderful to be able to do that, to be able to watch these couples with their aha moments. And, you know, it's like really, you know, that whole, even the toilet paper under or over, you
right.
know, just grateful if the toilet paper's there.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter how you fold a towel. If it's clean and it's in there, it's
right.
good.
Right. And, you know, I'm not disagreeing with you, but just hear me out on this for 1 second. I'm kind of a perfectionist. And so, like, if my
husband... Really?
Yeah, I am. Okay. So if my husband didn't notice that dust, I would point it out to him and just say, okay, hun, here's the deal. That dust bothers me. And so then I would, if he cares enough, he would do something in that vein to try and clean it up a little. So I see what you're saying, but I also think you could sort of apply some of these principles of what I'm talking about, because there are things that my husband does not notice that I notice. There's things that he notices that I don't notice. And we do point that out in an effort to try and make things more enjoyable for both of us. All right, how do you feel about that?
I think we're kind of saying the same things, just in different
okay.
ways. So
okay,
I'm
cool.
on board.
Okay, good. Okay, good. You're wonderful, Kimberly. I just love you. You can call anytime.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Kimberly. God bless. I noticed
what
you didn't
you
ask me. I noticed you didn't ask me about that. No, I'm probably a lot like Kimberly's husband. You know,
You don't notice things?
Either I don't notice it, or if I notice it, it doesn't bother me that much. I mean, I'm kind of cluttered, but not dirty, if you know what I mean.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah. I'll
have
Marty
a pair
and
of
I have
shorts
been to your
and a pair
house.
Of socks
yeah.
in the corner.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, but at the same time, if the toilet bowl needs rinsing, you know, that's different, you know? I mean, that's really something that needs to be done right now.
Well, do you remember what you said to me the very first time Marty and I came to visit you, guy, you?
No, I don't.
You don't remember?
No.
Marty and I walked in and I said, Jerry, you know what? You probably need to just kind of clean up a little bit in the guest bathroom. And you said, here, you could do it.
Did I really?
You did.
Oh, no.
And Marty goes, he's going to have you cleaning right away.
I wouldn't say something like that.
I think you were joking.
Oh, okay.
But I would have cleaned it. I have to have clean mirrors, clean count. Okay, folks, I'm kind of a little bit of a clean freak. I'm sorry.
No problem.
But you did.
You
said that. I thought that was funny. Yeah, and Marty says, don't start. Every time you go to visit him, he's going to ask you to clean.
Kimberly, God bless you. Thank you for your call to Take Two. We appreciate it very much. We're going to Kathy, as promised, next in Davenport, Iowa, listening to Sirius XM 130 and a first-time caller. Hi, Kathy. Glad to have you with us.
Hi, Kathy.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
So my question, and I guess it's been a dilemma for 3 or 4 years now. We chose godparents for our youngest daughter, who was born in 2005. And we had moved around a lot, so we weren't near them when we were living, where we were living. In the last 4 years, they have moved to the same city that we're living in now. And so our relationship has reconnected, and we were very close. However, the priest abuse crisis really affected them, and mm-hmm. they left the church, stopped going to church. I invited the wife, who I'm good friends with, to a couple retreats, and she did attend one with me. But that wasn't the main crux of our relationship difficulties. I became a staff member at a pro-life pregnancy help clinic.
Sure.
And I was passionate about this job. It was kind of a late-in-life job. I had been a teacher previously and had started volunteering there, and then they asked me to become a staff member and just really became passionate about this calling. But it changed our relationship, and I'm not really sure why. She's never shared with me. I don't know if there's abortion in her past or possibly in her daughter's past. We have very different political views, which I try not to talk about, but every now and then my husband likes to poke the bear. So I try to move on from that. They recently moved to the area that we live in, and it would be great to reconnect with them. But when we do, the relationship is very forced. And at the beginning, I was reaching out all the time, but then there was never anything coming back my way. So I just kind of eased back. Every time we would get together, I would feel bad. I had to be kind of like walking on eggshells. I didn't want to say the wrong thing to start anything.
Okay.
I guess my question is, I'm kind of rambling right now.
That's okay. So, yeah, what's the question?
Do I still want a relationship with this couple, even though we chose them to be our daughter's godparents and thought of them as great friends? I'm sorry.
Right. I know. It's emotional for you, Kathy. Well, Kathy, if you feel like you can have an influence on them spiritually, then I would say the answer is yes. If you have that ability to kind of shower them with the absolute beauty of Holy Mother Church, I would go for it. But if you enjoy their company and if you see such great things about them, I would build upon that. Absolutely. I don't think you have to force it. It could organically unfold. But the other thing I would do too is make it very clear to them your wishes for your daughter, who's their goddaughter, and that you would just hope that they would always affirm that. They put their own personal beliefs aside at this point because they were hurt by the church. It's obvious. But that they would affirm where you are leading your daughter. And I would drip upon them the beauty and the joy of the Catholic faith and see how it unfolds and not let it get to you to where it's kind of, you know, you're kind of forcing it to happen or, you know, maybe it's becoming something that's work instead of just naturally, and let God do his magnificent part in this. What do you think, Jerry?
I think you've hit on a lot of great points. I was just wondering, Kathy, if the fact that they had left the Catholic Church, do you sense it? Have they become anti-Catholic because of this? I mean, a lot of people leave the church over the abuse scandal and so many other things. And when they find themselves in a different church, they then, you know, become a little bit anti-Catholic, and then they look at perhaps somebody like you and your family and your situation with your daughter and want to kind of take a step back from that. Do you get that sense at all?
A little bit. I think, they're definitely, they have not hesitated in sharing how they don't like the Catholic Church. I don't think they've joined another church at this point. If they have, they haven't shared it with me. So I'm unclear as to that. But
okay. Well, then I think the advice Debbie gave you, I couldn't add anything to that. I think it was very, very good. And we will pray for this situation because, you know, we heard how much it means to you, and I'm sure your daughter as well. You know, this has got to be very, very, you know, difficult for her. But at the same time, we believe that God can work in any situation. And as Debbie's always saying, Kathy, use your guardian angel and ask your guardian angel to work with their guardian angels. And God can bring about beautiful things through this. These people might end up really thanking you someday. I mean, really, really, truly telling you we are eternally grateful to you and your family, Kathy. So we're going to pray for that. How does that sound?
Thank you, and I'll pray for that as well. I just have to suit up and take that step.
And you will. We know that.
God's got your back, Kathy.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay, before we get to Carmen, Carmen, hold on. In Tampa, Florida, Jerry, you're going to highlight something, and then I have a couple text messages I need to address publicly.
Okay, well, yeah, today at 3 in the afternoon Eastern Time, EWTN Open Line, and Al Cresta hosts Direct to My Desk, and he tackles the issues and gives the answers to questions being asked today. That's Open Line Friday this afternoon, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, with Al Cresta on many of these same EWTN radio stations.
Okay, just a couple things. We're getting a lot of text messages from our Take Two family. I've now received that I should take a spoonful of honey. I should do drink water really fast, and then somebody said peanut butter to get rid of hiccups. Thank you so much, the Take-Two family. And then I just received another message that said, is that your house behind Jerry's picture in the YouTube and Facebook? Yes. And as you can see, Jerry and his housemate, they have a very beautiful home. It's a beautiful home. I'm just a perfectionist, folks. I'm the one that takes the last bit of toothpaste off of the mirror in the bathroom. Do you know what I'm trying to say, folks? That little drop of white on the mirror, I'm the one who takes a piece of toilet tissue and wipes it off because I just... Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a perfectionist, okay? Jerry has a beautiful home. Okay, I just want to make that clear. I don't want anybody to think you're living like in one of those reality TV shows, like, you know.
Like Pigpen?
Oh, you're too funny. Carmen is up next in Tampa, Florida, Sirius XM 130. Hi, Carmen.
Hi, how you doing, guys? This is my first time calling.
Welcome.
And actually, I was driving and listening to the show, and I said, oh, let me call. Maybe God wants me to talk to a third person regarding this little situation that I have. I have a son that maybe 2 years ago he got married with this beautiful young girl. I don't think that she's a practicing or Christian or Catholic, but I think that the family has some kind of background of, I would say, Christian. I don't know. They got married, and now they have a beautiful son, my first grandson. And every time they are out of state, they don't live here because he's in the military. So every time that I've been trying to go, there's always something going on in the house. So we've been, you know, waiting a little bit till they accommodate themselves and blah, blah, blah. So we were planning to go like 2 months ago to visit them so we can meet the baby and be with the family. And we bought the tickets with my husband. And then I received a call from my son. So, you know, we used to be very close with my son. He's, I would have to say, like a mama's boy. He's always with me and he's a good son. Very nice kid. But you guys know when we fell in love.
Sure.
He was raised in the faith, yes.
Oh, go ahead. He was raised in the faith. Yeah, I was going to ask you if your son was baptized. Go ahead, Carmen.
Yeah, he was raised in the faith. I'm a very practicing Catholic. I'm really in love with Jesus and mm-hmm. his mother. And I raised my children in the faith. So one day he calls me and he says, out of the blue, he calls me, says, Mom, I need to talk to you. And he says, Mom, we don't want to baptize a baby. We don't want to be Catholic. We don't want to do this. I literally do not want God in my life. And, I mean, I've been young, so I know when we, you know, you just go another route, and then you come back. But I always never said, I do not want God in my life. For me, that was extremely shocking. I was expecting that he was going to say, Mom, we don't want to do the math thing. We don't want to go to church, blah, blah, blah. And I understand, because I did it once. I was young, too. But when he said the words, I do not want God in my life, don't send us nothing that has to do with religious things.
Yeah.
I was in shock.
Yeah.
So I talked to my husband and I said, you know what? Every time we want to go and see the baby, something happens. And maybe I should have think about things, you know, and pray for it. I didn't do it. I just told my husband, you know what? We should not go.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Carmen, let me offer a couple thoughts here. Debbie may have something to share as well, just because we're getting ready for the close of the show. We're under a minute before we hear the closing one-minute music. First of all, congratulations on your first grandchild. It's got to be a source of great joy for you. I hope you get to spend as much time as possible around the little baby and cuddling him. And so it seems to me there has to be some pressure being applied here. It's pretty drastic, the move that he's made. I mean, it's easy to think, you know, some people would say, well, I don't want to baptize my son. That's maybe understandable in certain situations, especially if you're married to a non-Catholic, someone who may not have any Christian, really zealous, fervent Christian faith going on right now. But to go all the way to, I don't want God in my life, That's pretty drastic, don't you think, Debbie? So, but Carmen said something important. She says she never said that to God, but she, you know, kind of did her own thing for a while when she was younger. We have all done that. I've done that. So there's no reason not to have hope as long as we just storm heaven with prayers and join Carmen in that.
I completely agree. Carmen, you just entrust them to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Keep praying for them. Stay close to your pastor or priest and along the way. And then remind your son that if he ever wants to take a second look at God, you're right there to help him along the way. Carmen, I hope that helps. If it doesn't and you have more to say, please email us at take2@ewtn.com. Thank you so much, you guys. This was another great broadcast. What do you think, Jer?
Indeed, Take Two family, you always come through for us. And on Monday, our urgent prayer intention show, God, I need you now. Be thinking about your intentions over the weekend and be sure to join us on Monday. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. And St. Joseph, continue to pray for us. Amen.